Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. Today's news podcast is sponsored by ElevatorBooks.com.
From educational programs and books to unique gift ideas and more, the only website you need is ElevatorBooks.com. This site offers books and materials on maintenance, safety, history, legal issues, technology, and more. Start browsing today at ElevatorBooks.com.
This is your daily industry news update for May the 3rd, 2018. In today's news, an Ottawa light rail station will soon have Canada's longest transit escalator. Alamic hoists are on site at a London high-rise construction job. Elevator industry women in Turkey now have their own association. Shanghai Hyundai Elevator is celebrating a milestone anniversary. And the registration period for CEA's scholarship fundraiser has officially opened.
Rideau Station, part of the new Ottawa Light Rail Transit Confederation line under construction, will have the longest transit escalator in Canada, the Ottawa Citizen reports. Located 26.5 meters underground, the continuous unit will be approximately 35.5 meters long with a 15.8 meter rise and 181 steps, carrying riders between the concourse and service levels at Rideau Street and Sussex Drive. Responding to concern from Mayor Jim Watson that the escalator will be protected from harsh winter weather, Ottawa General Manager of Transportation John Manconi said it is covered, but keeping grit and sand out of the stairs will be an ongoing concern. If the infrastructure clears required tests, LRT service is set to start late this year. Otis Canada was awarded the contract for the work.
Six Alamic Heck construction hoists are at work on two of the three South Quay Plaza buildings, a 200-meter-tall residential development just south of Canary Wharf in London on the Isle of Dogs. Designed by Foster & Partners, South Quay Plaza is being developed by the Berkeley Group, and Kone is providing the vertical transportation package. The hoists include a 100 meter per minute, 2x5 meter Scando 650 SL FCS, and two TM Mammoth models, each with a capacity of 5,500 kilograms. The contract includes design, installation, service, and maintenance of the hoist through 2020. This is the fifth project in the London Docklands area to use Alamic Heck equipment.
28 women involved in the elevator and escalator industry in Turkey united under the Eksad roof on February 14th and appointed Yasmin Bulut president. The group held its first General Assembly on March 31st, stating its purpose is to elevate women's status in the business community and contribute to their professional growth through education, organization, and strategic support for the occupational, technical, moral, and professional improvement of the sector, and to represent the Turkish elevator industry on international platforms.
Shanghai Hyundai Elevator is marking its 25th year in the Chinese market, noting that with a new plant set to open in 2019, its commitment to the market is only getting stronger. Shanghai Hyundai was launched with a Chinese partner in 1993, with Hyundai acquiring 100% equity in 2014. In addition to its Shanghai facilities, Hyundai has 26 branches across China, contracted more than 2,700 units in 2017, and has 0.5% of the Chinese new installation market. The company observes, quote, over 900 employees work at Shanghai Hyundai. Under its goal of securing contracts for 5,000 units for the Chinese market and 5,200 for the overseas market, the firm plans to extend its sales network and develop products leveraging its R&D capacity in China, end quote.
The Chicago Elevator Association, or CEA, is holding its fourth annual scholarship fundraiser on May 17th instead of a meeting this week. Registration is open for the event, which will include a buffet and cocktail reception in a room with full betting lines and a full-service bar at the Hawthorne Racecourse in Cicero, Illinois. Ticket costs are $65 per person, and sponsorships are available in 3 tiers. For more information on sponsorships, email Tom Seibert at tom.sybert@cjanderson.com. All proceeds will go to the CEA Scholarship Fund. To register for the fundraiser, go to cea-online.org and click on the 4th Annual Scholarship Fundraiser link in the banner. The CEA is also planning to host its Chicago Cruise to benefit the Elevator Escalator Safety Foundation on June 27th. For more information, go to cea-online.org/EESF-Chicago-Cruise.
For more industry-related information, visit elevatorworld.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@elevatorworld.com.